Brian Dawkins brought to us by Panther East and Black Cat Fasteners, relentless leaders in commercial safety tools and equipment. Well, this happened all of a sudden in a blink of an eye, and you're a member of the organization, Brian. How does that feel?
That feels wonderful. It really does. This is something that has been on my heart for a while, of how to go about doing it. But, everything began to kind of fall in place, and here I am.
Well, your title officially is Football Operations Executive. A lot of happy people in this fan base that you're officially an executive with this organization. If you could detail some of your duties, what will they be now with the organization?
Well, it's going to be, still learning about football operations and everything that goes with it. I'll dabble in player development. I'll dabble in player engagement. I'll dabble in scouting and give my opinions in a lot of different areas. So, like I said, it's not just everything in one basket, so to speak. I'm able to do a lot of things for this organization going forward.
All right, now what is going to be? I know you're centered in Denver, and the scouting job, you were going to be able to stay there. Are you going to have relocate now to this area, or how's that going to work out exactly?
Well, the way that it's going to work is I'll work a certain amount of days per month in Philadelphia, then I'll be able to do the rest of the things remotely. And depends on the time of year of how those days are kind of spelled out, to be honest with you. But as of right now, when I'll be in my home base will be in Denver.
Okay, so the family is still, you still have the family home base in Denver, but a member of course, the Eagles front office, sort of, I guess. Let's talk about this team now. And, one of the things I think is right up your alley would be, they're bringing in these guys that and Howie has admitted that he's had to bring in some guys with questionable character because of the lack of draft picks. So they're taking a lot of chances on a lot of guys with questionable character. I assume that you're perfect in that kind of a role.
Well, it's not just me. This is an organizational thing. It's going to be a lot of different individuals taking, taking a lot of pride in helping these guys understand what it's going to be a Philadelphia Eagle. Like, what it's going to take. What are the things that are going to be asked of them to not just play here but have success here, hopefully for a long period of time. So this is going to be an organizational thing. I think this is a challenge that we're all accepting. It's not just me. That we're all accepting to help these young men, flourish a lot more on the football field and off.
All right, now they got Dorial Green Beckham. We know his history, and they got him for a relatively cheap price. What did you think of that acquisition?
Well, if you look at the talent on the football field, that's obviously the reason that he's getting this opportunity. And one thing that I know about the past is the past, you can learn from it or you can continue to do some of the same things going forward. And, our hope is that he's learned from the things that he's done in the past, that he's corrected some of those things, and that this is a new opportunity for him to come into an organization that's looking for nothing but positives from it and giving him that new opportunity to once again redefine who he is. And, put a stamp on what his legacy is going to be in the league going forward. It's not about his past right now.
Have they asked you to personally speak with Dorial Green Beckham and have any influence on him at all?
I'll have a chance to speak to him at some point here, hopefully in the near future.
Okay, sounds good. Now, the game one. Your impressions of how they looked in game one. Your impressions of the offense and the defense.
Well, obviously, it's kind of what I've been saying. I thought the defense would come out, and the defense would be very aggressive because it's a different scheme. I thought the guys were going to be very excited at the prospects of, especially the D-line shooting gaps and Fletcher Cox doing what he did, and even some of the younger guys behind in the secondary having opportunities because of injury to step up. Speaking of Jalen Watkins and what he was able to do in the game. Offensively, I thought that they were struggling a little bit because of, once again, it's a new scheme, a new system, and you can't put everything in right away. So guys are going to make mistakes. Guys are going to be a little antsy. You saw that. A lot of penalties, setting themselves back in some areas. And so it's going to be a learning process for everybody. But once again, I thought the defense would play the way that they played.
What about the quarterback situation? I know the coach has taken some criticism here for having Carson Wentz play as long as he did. And obviously in the fourth quarter is when he got the cracked rib, which is going to be problematic for them as far as him getting reps into preseason and developing the speed of the NFL. He's not going to get a chance to do that now. What did you think of the time limit that he played?
I think the thought process behind that was just kind of giving as many reps in a live action as possible. And I know there's a risk involved, obviously, and, you know, he just happened to get caught up in hitting the ribs. But, you know, you want to give these young men as many live reps as possible. It's different in practice. In practice, they have the red jersey on. You can't touch them. But in the game, they know that there's a potential for them to be hit. So the decision-making process has to speed up. So giving them those opportunities, as many as possible, will help his development. If you ask anybody, talk to anybody around the National Football League, mental reps are great, but the only way a guy really learns is by doing it on the football field. So I think that was the process, that was the thought process behind, I guess, him being on the field that long.
And I guess an injury can happen at any time. It just so happened it happened in the fourth quarter, so it's given people a convenient plank to criticize that he was in too long.
Yes, but you're going to always have that, Mike. If you don't put him in there long enough, how is he going to get ready to play? But when you leave him in there a little bit too long or play too long, now it's, you know, you're risking the team's future by leaving him in there. So you kind of just have to go how you feel things should go as a coach, stand behind that, and go forward. Now, obviously, he's not going to be able to play the rest of this preseason, and we don't know how long he will be out. But if given an opportunity again, would Doug have changed things? I don't know if he would change things. Obviously, knowing that he got hurt, you probably would. But again, you want to give that young man as many reps as possible for him to get caught up mentally with what his physical attributes are. You saw the gifts that he had, even in some of the reps that he took.
Talking to the great Brian Dawkins. Brian, the other side is, of course, Lane Johnson's situation, where it looks like he's going to be suspended for 10 games. I mean, which way do you look at this? Like, he's let his team down, or this was a circumstance that was out of his control? What's your spin on this?
Well, I'm going to wait till all the details come all the way out before I completely comment on something like that. We just have to worry about the guys behind him right now. So if he misses those 10 games, we're going to have to look at those individuals that right now are behind him. We're going to have to step up so we can make sure that we protect whatever quarterback is in there. But when it comes to Lane, hopefully, you know, he doesn't have to sit out those 10 games. But if he does, we're going to have to move forward.
Brian, in this new job of yours, will you be on the field in training camp practices and things like that?
I'm on the field. You're talking about in practice? Or
yeah,
in games.
In practice or games?
Well, I'll be on the field doing practice because I'm still evaluating. Again, one of my job responsibilities is still to evaluate not just other teams' players, but the players on our team to make sure that we have the right individuals on the football field to have this team be productive and grow as a unit going forward.
So will you be in Pittsburgh tomorrow with the team?
I won't be in Pittsburgh tomorrow. I'll do that remotely. I'll look at that game remotely.
Okay. I got to ask you about, we had a situation here last night where Chase Utley returned and got a couple of standing ovations and got a curtain call. You were in that kind of a situation coming back here, right? What was the feeling like?
It was brutal. For me, I'm an emotional guy. And, you know, I had spent, obviously, my career to that point growing up in Philadelphia. So, you know, to now come back to it, and have to be in that visitor's locker room and have to come out the visitor's tunnel. It was very emotional. That's why I didn't come out for warm-ups, because I was an emotional mess at that time. So the coaches said, you know, you just go ahead and stay in. Don't come out for warm-ups. But once the game kicked off, it was go time. But that was a tough game for me. It was brutally tough for me to come back and play against my teammates in front of the fans that I played for so many years.
But did you sense the fans were on your side?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
should they have been on your side? You were wearing the enemy jersey at that point.
If I had had success or scored a touchdown, I don't expect that they would have cheered loudly. So let's say I'd have got a pick six. I don't think that they were the cheerleader in that situation.
All right, they cheered up. But they cheered Utley last night, hitting a grand slam, and they gave him a standing ovation.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
So baseball might be a little different in football.
Okay, well, how about this? If the pick six was in garbage time and the Philadelphia Eagles were pretty much going to win the game, yeah, cheer. But if not, if it's a close game and that was the one that causes, you know, the home team to lose, I don't know about your cheer.
They wouldn't have given you a standing ovation.
They probably would have.
Brian, this is a great thing. I know we talked before about you joining the organization in some capacity, and a lot of people wanted you to really get into the area of coaching. But I think your mind has always been on the front office. So I'm curious, like, who reached out to you for this? Was this a mutual thing, or was this just Jeff Lurie reaching out and grabbing you before anybody else did?
This is one of those things that kind of worked itself out. I mean, I was in a very comfortable spot at ESPN, very comfortable. And sometimes when you're in that comfortable spot, you know, you're not really looking outside of that. Like I said, it had been on my heart to do something more. And to be honest with you, I knew I should be doing more or attempting to do more, but I was very comfortable at ESPN. And when that was no longer the case, then an opportunity presented itself for me to have conversations with Howie. He had been asking for a while for me to, you know, before the things happened with Chip, for him to get elevated, for me to come back in some capacity. Didn't know it would be to this extent, but I had been doing some scouting players, you know, different individuals that he would send my way that I would look at to say yay or nay or what I thought of those individuals, write a couple reports on some of the guys. So I had been doing some of the work as far as scouting was concerned. But it really all came to fruition. And I've said this, and I mean this when I say this, that sometimes you have to be, you have to get out of a comfort zone or be forced out of a comfort zone in order for you to really see what you can achieve with the gifts you've been given. And so this is one of those opportunities that everything fell in line, you know, with the scouting gig. And I told you guys before, it was not just a scouting thing. It was the understanding everything there was about running a football team. But I think that everything escalated real fast to me to get the opportunity that I'm doing right now. And, man, you have no idea how excited I am about this opportunity. I'm so excited about it because I know what a team looks like. You know, I know what a locker room looks like, you know, a positive one. I know what the fan base could be like when you have that type of atmosphere, that type of energy. So, you know, I'm just anxious to get in there and help in any way that I can to get that feeling back in Philadelphia.
Is your aspiration in the long view to be a general manager in this league?
I don't know. I don't know if that's all. I just, like, again, I said in an interview before that I wanted something bigger than what it was at that moment, and I want something bigger than it is right now. So whatever that bigger is, I don't, you know, 100% know right now. But again, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can to help this football team, the front office, the players, in any aspect that I can, in whatever gift that I have, to help this organization be a better one going forward and one that other teams envy. I want to do what I can.
Well, they could have made a better hire. I know every fan who's an Eagle fan that really welcomes the news, and we congratulate you. And we're really looking forward to seeing you Saturday at Fantasy Fest, the meet and greet, and people are just going crazy to get a chance to meet you. So we'll look forward to seeing you then.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, Brian. Thanks a lot.
All right,
talk to you Saturday. It's Brian Dawkins.